reading for today is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 32nd verse. Our Lord here addresses his faithful. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, for where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Many, many years ago on this campus, a student arrived, and in the first week, she went to a party, a gathering that was off-site, off-campus, and in order to fit in, decided to consume a lot of alcohol, made some very bad decisions, and because of that, within another week, was gone, dropped out of college, and ended up being pregnant. That poor decision, those poor decisions that night, those very short-sighted decisions, ended up having dramatic consequences on her life. We see this happen in other areas of life as well. I've had an insurance salesman tell me years ago, show me statistics on how people, when it comes time to managing their money, if they do not plan and think for the future, the dramatic consequences that may have. One of the business professors here on campus used to use a model like that with students as well to show how easy it is to fritter away our money on coffees and donuts and cans of pop. And yet if you were to take that same money and possibly invest it in something, the great value that it would have down the road. It demonstrates a problem that all of us tend to have in some aspect of our life, sometimes maybe many aspects of our lives, and that is being what you might call now-focused. We are very now-focused people. We tend to be dealing with the problems and the issues that are always right in front of us. And we have a harder time thinking very long-term. What's here on my plate today or tomorrow or in the short weeks that are ahead is quite often what demands our attention and our thought and can then sometimes mislead us for the future. It's contrary to our day-to-day routines of life to think long-term. And this same issue affects us when it comes to our spiritual lives as well, and when it comes to eternity, our inability, if you will, to think and to be focused long-term. Jesus is here addressing his believers. He calls them little flock, reminding them that they are his sheep, and he is the good shepherd. So he's talking to people who already know about his wonderful grace, people who have already come to faith in him and trust in him. He says to his little flock, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And what he's reminding them of is this wonderful gift that we have from God, the salvation that we have through Christ, and what's waiting for us in the mansions of heaven. He knows that even we, the members of his flock who've been blessed with this knowledge, who've been given faith in him, we still struggle with this same problem of being short-sighted with our spiritual lives. It's very easy for us to go day by day, week after week sometimes, without even thinking about heaven, and to kind of lose that focus of the eternal home that's waiting for us. Now notice those words of Jesus again. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's a great passage. He just gives us the kingdom. This is a gift. By grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not by works so that anyone should boast. Just think how amazing that is, the greatest treasure that there could ever be. Life forever in nothing but bliss and the security of God's presence is just handed to you. It's just put in your lap by a gracious and loving God on account of the work of his Son. But you and I can easily take that for granted. We can kind of forget just how significant and how wonderful and how special this really is. Do not fear, he says, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Notice it's not drudgery for God to do this. It's not something hard for him to do. It's not something he had to hem and haw about. It's his good pleasure to do this. That's a great, great line. To think that in the heart of God, you getting to enjoy heaven someday because of Christ made him happy. To be that generous to people like us who didn't deserve it at all, at all. To be that generous toward us makes him happy and gives him joy. So Jesus says to us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now Jesus knows that the best that this life will ever be able to give us is nothing but a good grave. And he knows what he has left in heaven to come down to earth to bring to us. He knows how valuable and wonderful this eternal home is for us. And that's why he says, provide yourselves a treasure in heaven that does not fail. So let this be the ultimate goal and purpose of your heart, of your mind, and of your life. And one of the ways we can do that is by selling everything that we have and giving it to the poor. Well, we're not going to have much left if we do that. We're not going to have anything to take care of ourselves. Well, you can do that without having to physically do that by simply doing it in your heart. By letting go spiritually of the things in our lives and holding on so tightly to them, thinking that this is what matters and gives me the most security in life. Let go of them in your heart. Bishop Locke once said, you don't have to go and have an auction and sell off everything you have. He says, in your heart, sell all that you have. Loosen our grip on the fleeting treasures that we have in this life and grab with tenacity, grab with white knuckles the beautiful everlasting home that our Savior has given us. Because Jesus reminds us in another place in Scripture, what does it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I remember one of my seminary profs mentioned that he estimated that if you read through the Gospels, one-third of Jesus' discourse and words that he spoke dealt with this very issue about how material things can cloud our spiritual vision. Another one estimated that half of the parables that Jesus spoke dealt with this problem of our short-sightedness. It's our Lord's hope for us that we don't fall to this spiritual trap, that God would bless us through his word with a long-sightedness, with being able to think eternally by the gift of his Holy Spirit. And one of the ways that this can be done is by actually giving things to other people, is by dispensing of our possessions with generous hearts toward other people. It's a healthy spiritual activity. It doesn't mean necessarily just giving to the church. It could mean giving to a neighbor or someone that we know who is in need. It's a healthy exercise to divest ourselves of some of our wealth and some of our income in order to have it be a blessing to others. This helps us to stay heavenly-minded. It helps us to remind us that the earthly gifts and blessings we have from God are temporary and they're really not to be the focus of our hearts. And it helps us to remember where our real, true treasure is to be. And here's one other thing. Think about how Jesus mentions here how it gives God such joy to be so generous to you as to give you heaven. There's also a joy that comes to us when we mimic that with our generosity to others. If there's anybody in this world who should be the light of the world when it comes to sharing gifts with others and being generous, it should be those of us who have benefited so tremendously from heaven's generosity toward us. Amen. I invite you now to take out your hymn book and turn to page 160, and we will use together collect number 99. Let us rise. Page 160, collect number 99. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have bountifully given us your blessing and our daily bread. We beseech you, preserve us from covetousness And so enliven our hearts that we willingly share your blessed gifts with our needy brethren, that we may be found faithful stewards of your gifts and abide in your grace when we shall be removed from our stewardship and shall come before your judgment, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Now may the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you. Go in peace. Amen.